Alaska has the fastest growing senior population in the country. That demographic trend is playing out across the state, and in rural places like Dillingham, the growth of the older population is amplified by the fact that the younger working age group is simultaneously shrinking. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has the story as part of our Changing Faces of Alaska series.
Catherine Chocknock lives in New Stuyahok. She's 68, and for most of her life, she was a commercial fisherman for Peter Pan Cannery.
I used to commercial fish for 33 years. We fish in Arctic.
Today, she's eating the senior lunch with her husband in the cafeteria at the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation.
Corn on the cob and chicken noodle soup.
Chocknock has a gauze patch on her left eye. She's in Dillingham visiting Kanakanak Hospital for a problem with her eye. She says she wants to stay independent as long as possible. But like many elders in nearby villages, she's considering moving to Dillingham to be closer to medical care and senior services. People like Catherine are becoming more the norm in Dillingham than the exception. The city estimates that there are now around 300 people over 65 in Dillingham, a town of just over a couple thousand people. Over the past decade or so, there was also a significant drop in 25 to 59-year-olds. Another sign of the shift, locals have been selling off their fishing permits. Researchers call it a graying of the fleet. The senior population in southwest Alaska has increased by almost 40% in the last 10 years. The trend isn't surprising to Denise Daniello, the executive director of the Alaska Commission on Aging, an agency under the Department of Health and Social Services.
Alaska is the state with the fastest growing senior population, and senior populations in Dillingham as well as in other communities throughout the state are growing at a phenomenal rate.
According to the 2010 census, there are more than 90,000 people aged 60 and over in Alaska. In a state of less than 750,000 people, that means about 13% of Alaska's population are now becoming seniors. That's less than the U.S. average, which is 18.5%, but Alaska is considered to have the fastest growing senior population in the U.S. compared to its total population. People like Catherine make up some of that growth. But statewide, the growing older population also has to do with the big influx of people who moved to Alaska for good in the 70s, the baby boomers. Alaska has traditionally been one of the states with the lowest percentage of seniors, primarily because before the boomers, many people moved away after they retired. But the boomers changed that, Daniello says, deciding to stay in Alaska to grow old.
During the 1970s and 80s, it was those young people who came here to work on the pipeline, and there were also a lot of other jobs, too, that were related to the economic boom during those years, and they fell in love with the state. They settled, they raised families, built homes, and they're still living here.
Alice Ruby is the mayor of Dillingham. She says she started noticing something census people call churning in Dillingham about 5 years ago.
Even though, you know, our larger hub communities didn't seem to be growing, there was churning going on where upwardly mobile folks were leaving, but they were being replaced by folks moving in from the villages to get more access to services.
Ruby is herself a baby boomer, and she walks with a cane. She says she's acutely aware that just as more older people seem to be moving into Dillingham, there are fewer services because of the downturn in the economy and state and federal budget cuts. The Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation just laid off their palliative care coordinator this spring and has not replaced her. And Dillingham Senior Center, which flooded over last New Year's Eve when a pipe broke, has been closed most of the year. Mayor Ruby says some things need to change in Dillingham, but getting to the senior services might take a while, since the city is so overwhelmed with critical infrastructure projects that take precedence. That's not what residents like Bernice Hyanna want to hear. Her family has recently started taking care of her father, John Bennett Sr., an 85-year-old who spent his life commercial fishing in Bristol Bay. Every day she spends her lunch break looking in on him at his one-story house just outside town.
But how are you?
All right.
You're all right?
Hyanna says her dad developed emphysema, then Alzheimer's symptoms a few years ago when his wife died, and he needs full-time supervision. Now Hyanna is faced with her aunt and uncle also coming home to Dillingham to grow old.
She and her husband live in Flagstaff, Arizona, and recently we became aware that they're unable to handle their own matters, and so my sister is going to Flagstaff this week to pack them up and move them back to Dillingham.
See you after work, Bob.
Who?
Me.
Across town at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Bristol Bay campus, Carolyn Smith, an assistant professor of allied health, is training personal care attendants, or PCAs, something she says all indicators say Dillingham and the rest of the state are going to need a whole lot more of soon.
It is the number one hot growth because of the aging population. It's because of people like myself who are moving on into that age group.
Are you a baby boomer?
I sure am.
And private industry also sees a market. Recently, the first personal care attendant satellite office for ResCare, which provides in-home care mostly for elders, opened in Dillingham. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.